This is Steve Knopfinger reporting for KFRM on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today, I had the opportunity to talk with James Coover, Crop Production Agent for Wildcat District. He covers four counties, Crawford, Labette, Wilson, and Montgomery. And here's what he had to say about the fall crops there. Just kind of curious how fall harvest has been going with crops, good, bad, the ugly.
Yeah. Well, and so my area is far southeast Kansas, and so Crawford, Labette, Wilson, Montgomery County in southeast. And it was a pretty big disparity between what the corn looked like to what the soybeans look now, and pretty big disparity between different areas. So our corn harvest is pretty much done with. There's a few fields that are still out there, but very few. And so for the most part, the corn did not look that bad. There were some farmers that got into it, and, you know, they were kind of expecting worse yields than what they've got. They were still below average. And so, I mean, probably around 100 bushel, I would say, is what the county averages are going to come out to being, some above, some below. But for the most part, you know, not too bad, honestly. I think that, you know, the May and June rains really kind of helped fill it out. Even though it got really dry in July, there was still enough soil moisture to get them through the grain filling process before they really started to desiccate. Because towards the end there, the soil was getting so dry, they didn't quite die naturally. Like, they actually dried down, but they kind of, the plants just sort of died off. So it ended up, they stayed a little bit greener when that happens. The harvest was a little more complicated, but for the most part, I think the corn harvest went off pretty smoothly.
How was the moisture content for that?
Yeah, so the moisture content, I mean, was pretty good. I mean, we waited long enough until we got the moisture content down, and so because of the little bit of, it's not really green stem, but because of the green stalk, it kind of was a little difficult to get through the combine, but for the most part, I think farmers waited till that was moisture content. Because the plant wasn't sucking the moisture out of the kernel as well as it normally would have because of the, oddly enough, the dry weather, it still took a little bit longer, but they got it down below the right amount. And so there wasn't a whole lot of wet corn being harvested. I mean, there were plenty of hot summer days there during the corn harvest time frame that we didn't have much of an issue getting it dried down to the right point. There's probably some fields that were honestly a little bit too dry. And so, you know, you get paid for the moisture up to a certain amount. So, but for the most part, I mean, there were some places, though, that didn't have that great of a yield. It just actually got incredibly hot during the pollination time period. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we like to plant our corn way early around here, sometimes even in March, late March. And so we're trying to get it all pollinated before it really gets hot, but it got hot so fast in June, there might have been some issues, and there were. There were some areas within a field or some varieties that did not do that well without a hot weather that ended up killing the pollen. And so, you know, there were some areas, not like county-wide or even township-wide, but I'm talking like 8 or 9 acres within a field, that ended up being very poor pollination. And farmers didn't really see that until they were harvesting. So it wasn't near as widespread as I had thought it was or would be. But for the most part, there were a few pockets of that kind of drug our yield down here and there. And, of course, as you would imagine, some places were much worse affected than others. And some varieties were worse affected than others as well. But as for the corn harvest, I think that it went pretty well. There wasn't a whole lot of, I didn't hear of any alpha toxins or anything like that that can sometimes happen in this kind of weather. So I think that, you know, even though the average yields were slightly lower corn this year, the test weights were okay, moisture was okay, the yields were, close enough to being worth it. So not too bad. I think, you know, most years our average is around 120, which, here in southeast, we're always extreme, and so it's either we have really great yields or we have almost nothing for yields. Every single year, it seems to go back and forth.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. This is Steve Knopfinger reporting for KFRM.